Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to hurry up and quickly get in this last, the 10th part of the 10-part interview with done by Sid Roth of Tom Horn and Chris Putnam. We're going to cut right into the interview here of the books that they have written about Exo Vaticana and Petros Romanos. And it is about the Malachi prophecy, and is this the last pope? Listen up.
Chris, on this Friday broadcast, I want to, you to use what you know from having studied the documents in the Catholic Church and interviewing many people in the Catholic hierarchy, what you know about Scripture, and of course, you are a theologian, and your sanctified imagination. Paint me a picture of what we can expect from the last pope.
Well, Sid, you know, what I've uncovered is some particularly disturbing theological constructs that have been adopted within Roman Catholicism. It really goes back to the work of a Jesuit named Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. And Chardin was a paleontologist that operated, he really discovered evidence for evolution and Darwinism in the early 20th century. And during his time, he was widely considered a heretic in Catholic circles. Now, a lot of people think that Pope Benedict XVI, he gets described as a conservative in the media. And that's because of his stances on things like abortion and same-sex marriage. And yes, he takes conservative stances on those sorts of issues, but I found some really startling statements that he has made in his theological writings, where he's really adopted Chardin's concept of evolution. Chardin kind of pioneered this really mystical system of Darwinism, and you know, the whole idea of aliens and belief in extraterrestrials living on other planets, this whole idea of astrobiology, it's really fundamentally founded on a worldview that says that life is really not special, that it just sort of evolves when the conditions are right. If you have water and a planet a certain distance from its star where the temperatures are helpful, then life will just kind of pop into being. And because of this, and there's, you know, they postulate that there's millions of planets out there, there's really no reason to assume that the Earth is special, so we should think that life has appeared all over the place. And this is the worldview that drives modern astronomy and astrobiology, and the modern Jesuits have widely accepted this worldview and these tenets of the Earth being a mediocre planet amongst many. Now, given these worldview issues, it's kind of astounding, you know, when I hear people saying that Pope Benedict is, you know, conservative, because they wholeheartedly endorse this Darwinistic worldview where man is just an evolved primate, and that, you know, that extraterrestrials are an inevitable corollary to that worldview. Now, you know, with that in mind, a lot of the things that they write start to come into focus. Some of their most respected theologians, Giuseppe Tanzanella Nitti, who was a member of Opus Dei and a professor of theology at the University of the Holy Cross in Rome, has actually written quite a bit on what they call exotheology. Now, he's talking about unexpected information of a religious character from extraterrestrial civilizations. Now, what he recommends is that we have to submit this new religious contact coming outside of the Earth to analysis of reasonableness. And once the trustworthiness of the information has been verified, that we should try to reconcile the new information with the truth that we already know or believe on the basis of revelation of the one true God, conducting, this is his word, a rereading inclusive of the new data, similar to that which would be applied in ordinary religious dialogue. So he's saying that we should reread the revelation that we've been given in light of this new data from extraterrestrials. Now, this is their own writings, and so it really seems like they are anticipating this and have laid the foundations for it. Now, the thing that I find deeply troubling about that is that, you know, the track record of them rereading Revelation in interreligious dialogue is already pretty dismal.
So when you're saying rereading, are you saying reinterpreting it and totally changing the gospel? Is that what you're implying?
Yeah, I think that is the danger. I think that's what we're looking at. And, you know, the thesis that Tom Horn and I are advocating is that we don't believe in extraterrestrials. I mean, you know, just to be, you know, really honest, the Bible doesn't say one way or the other, but it doesn't give me the impression, you know, the Bible has a philosophy of history. You know, it tells us, you know, that God has a plan for the earth and that the earth is central in his plan. It tells us that angels long to look into these things. You know, the earth is, you know, and humanity are a central focus of what we read in Scripture.
Okay, if you don't believe in extraterrestrials, what do you believe in? Do you believe there will be demons that will pose in that position? Is that what you believe?
That's absolutely my thesis. It's because, you know, I don't see anything in Scripture about advanced extraterrestrials coming down here to help us evolve, which is the message that we get from the people that claim to have contact with these things. But I do see a lot in Scripture about a strong delusion.
Okay, paint me a picture of what this strong delusion could look like in the next few minutes.
Well, it could happen in several ways. I mean, it could be as obvious as a huge UFO appearing over a major city and, you know, these beings communicating to us that they're here to save us or that they're our creators. I mean, this idea of panspermia, that life on Earth originated from space, is actually very popular within scientific circles. It could be something as subtle as that. It doesn't have to be a huge UFO over the cities. I mean, that's what we might expect from the movies, but it could be something as subtle as scientific evidence saying that we were created off Earth or that aliens seeded life on Earth. It could be something as subtle as that. I suspect it'll be somewhere in the middle. I kind of think that we will see some sort of entity claiming to be an extraterrestrial. And that's my speculation. And I think part of that message would be something along the lines of panspermia. And panspermia is the idea that life on Earth was seeded from space.
You know, everything that you're saying to me leads me to one specific scripture, which I've stated before as I've interviewed you and your co-author, and that is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie. If they're not going to believe the truth, God says we're going to believe the lie. And everything you tell me has that scripture just shouting at me. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that scripture has a lot of explanatory scope. You know, when I think about the way people have been led away from believing in God as creator, that, you know, this delusion is going to be clothed in the language of science. You know, and the sort of thing that people with this naturalistic scientific worldview are primed to accept is something like this, something like an extraterrestrial, because it seems to have scientific credibility.
And another earmark of the last days is men are going to be so fearful on what's coming on the earth. This all ties in with all the documentation you've accumulated.
Yeah, you know, when Jesus used that language, you know, of what is coming on the earth, that seems to be implying something that is seen as extraterrestrial or something not of this earth. You know, for it to come on the earth, it must originate from somewhere else.
Well, I'm convinced that it's impossible to understand the end times without the information you've compiled in these two books that document the secret files in the Vatican Library on belief in aliens. And hidden in the libraries, 900 years ago, a vision of the next 112 popes, stunning accuracy of the first 111 predictions. Now, this last pope will take office for the final judgment. That's in your best-selling book, Petrus Romanus, and your brand new book that we have an exclusive on, Exo Vaticana, documents the Vatican plans for the arrival of an alien god with a small g from another planet and complete reevaluation of Christianity, the most plausible view of an antichrist returning in the clouds to deceive the masses I've ever seen. Both books available for a gift of $35. Shabbat broadcast, let me pray over you. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord is keeping you right now. He's literally smiling upon you right now. The Lord is surrounding you with His favor right now. The Lord is giving you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
I'm interrupting this show with a special announcement. We have a new pope, St. Francis. According to the Malachi prophecy, he had to be a Roman. Did you know that this new pope's parents were from Italy? Roman? Not only that, he's the first Jesuit to ever be pope. And as you've just heard, the Jesuits are involved with the aliens.
But this is amazing. You hear all 10 parts of this interview, or just get the books, or go to SidRoth.com, and hear it's going to happen somehow. I do want to say that God loves Catholics, and so do we, and this has nothing to do about that. But this are people, this are evidence that they did during their investigation, and you can find out more about it by going to VFNTV.com and click on the torch. It's the big thing that says the torch right there in the middle of the VFNTV. You got to go. There's so many things available for you, and you can hear all 10 parts of the interview and understand that the coming of our Lord is near. These things are going to unfold. How it unfolds, God knows how they're going to unfold, but we're called to search those things out. These guys don't call themselves prophets. They call themselves investigators that investigated. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.